Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The president of the USGA, Fred Perpall, took the stage, kind of a state of the game situation, that same thing you see from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. It's kind of like where things are at. And he brought up something, the length of which golfers are going to get every last ounce out of their equipment, and what it has done to the game, and what they have to kind of do to make sure that it stays a game that's accessible to everybody.
Governance is hard. Like, no one likes to be governed until we have to imagine a world without governance. And these issues around distance, these issues around equipment regulation, they're also issues around the sustainability of our sport. Bigger golf courses mean more expense. It means longer rounds. It literally excludes more people because we cannot afford more time and more dollars in the game. And so if you believe, like I do, that this game is a game that truly gives us the opportunity as Americans to come together, to demonstrate to the world that everyone's life gets better when we live life together. That's what golf offers us the opportunity to do. And that's why we're so passionate to get it right.
And what is,
wow.
It's a pretty, like, it's like, it comes from a very small place. And what he's talking about when he's talking about the equipment, it's the development of driving technology with your drivers, mm-hmm. and golf ball technology itself, the compression, the rotation, the speed, the everything that kind of comes out of the math, the analytics of it all.
I'm just laughing at the golf bringing the whole world together.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Is he running for president? Good God.
Well, he is a president.
That was very political.
It was. But it is a thing that is becoming prevalent in the world of golf. I know somebody who left the world of the NBA to go be kind of the forebearer of analytics in golf, and work on really pushing the envelope, kind of what you saw with the MIT Sloan stuff in the NBA.
Well, I mean, he announced it on Twitter. So.
Oh, did he mention it? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Corey Jez.
He used to do the Blazers analytics broadcast.
And he has gone to the golf analytics world, and he's kind of become one of the kind of forebearers of that, and the things that you focus on and how to optimize, not just, you know, how you swing, but what you swing, where you swing, the most minute details. And this is kind of like the spread offense in the NFL and going to the more passing game, and the NBA going, you know, pushing the 3-point line out. And you've seen in baseball, you know, where it became chicks dig the long ball, where it's like, well, we're also kind of alienating the guys that are, you know, the hit for average guys, the stolen bases guys. And every league is kind of gone, you know what? We kind of need to have all of that stuff in order to make it functional. Because if the game becomes about how far you can just hit the ball, then you're excluding the vast majority of the people that play your sport. And so you kind of have to find this safe space of, like, the people that are really good at the short game, controlling the ball, ball placement, and playing the game a certain way but also doesn't say, well, everyone can do this at whatever level and have it be the sport that it needs to be. And the inclusion part of it probably goes a little far, but the price point does matter. Because if all of a sudden the game is getting longer in yardage and the rounds are playing slower, then there's less people that can get on a course. It's less money in their pockets. It's more money for maintenance. It's like all of those things. And we're already in a world right now where golf courses are disappearing. People aren't building new golf courses regularly.
This is the biggest part, is that real estate is valuable, especially where golf courses are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, out in the area that I coach at, Banks, the Quail Valley is going to turn into 1,000 homes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great golf course, and I thought it was the best value around because it was a great course that they took good enough care of. It was good, actually in really good shape most of the year.
And not that far away.
And yeah, it was affordable. It was right next to Pumpkin Ridge, mm-hmm. where, you know, that is incredible venue for golf. But Quail was just like this little gem that people could play. It was affordable. You could get your rounds in, out. It was a championship style course for, you know, the high school state championships. And that's gone because people need places to live. And it's becoming increasingly more difficult to find attractive places to live. So golf courses are just saying, all right, fine, we'll sell and we're going to go. And then there's other courses that are like, well, I mean, if we're going to pack as many rounds as we can and we can't really maintain it the way that it should be maintained. So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, we're just going to let it go and keep collecting money, because where else are people going to go unless they join a private club? That is one of the really difficult parts of golf, and it's a conundrum for the sport because COVID really vaulted the popularity of the game because people had nothing to do. They had to be outside, so they went out and they picked up golf, and it's been a wild success. Same with pickleball in that regard. But how do you take all of these people now as courses are closing down across the country and say, all right, we're going to have an affordable option for you, because it's really hard to not just keep courses open because of humps, but where are you going to build them now?
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to undertake building a course, because it's expensive. It takes a ton of water. You have to have maintenance, and you have to have employees that you trust that are going to keep the course in good condition. And the reality of it is that golf's just going to have to go to either smaller courses or really, really tuning in to dudes checking their egos at the door and being able to have the wherewithal to just say, maybe I'm not playing from the tips or the blues. Maybe I am playing from the whites or a combo tee round. That's a huge one too.
Mm-hmm. In one of the things that I think has come around as a result of this, and whether or not it sticks or not, have you seen the new course, Westland Shortland?
Yep.
It's the course. It's a synthetic course, synthetic bunkers, greens, and I think there's another part of it that's also synthetic. It's synthetic turf tees, greens, and bunkers. So you're getting, I believe they just finished doing the first 9 holes that way. I think it's 19 holes right now, but 9 are what it's done. I think it's 9 that are currently open. But that's a way kind of to get around it, but that's also a different game of golf.
It's way different, man. It's way different. Yeah. And that is to rope in more casual golfers to it. So that's why I gotta be open to it. But the golf hardos are saying I've never play off of, you know, synthetic greens or, you know, mats that I'm going driver off of, because there's the ego part involved in it too.
It's an interesting way to kind of look at things, but the you know, where we've seen the analytics boom basically, and particularly it started in baseball, then basketball, then football, it has made its way into golf, and that's how you get the Brysons of the world.
Yep.
That are going, hey, there's certain things that I struggle with, but there I can also hit the ball 350 plus off the tee.
And that's why the whole analytics push in golf is why people roll their eyes a little at the pros roll their eyes at Bryson, is because they're like, dude, what you're doing is what we're all doing. You just have all your clubs the same length, which is dramatically different. But they're like, we're all leaning into analytics. How would you not? It helps you.
Yeah. It's just, it's another place where it's good for the game in a sense, because it's driving golf to a place that it had not been before, both on like how you think about how you play golf and on the development side. I mean, there's a reason why that driver costs $1,200, is because the amount of money that they put into research to maximize every last ounce on that golf club. And the same thing, you can take a look at your woods from like the 1970s versus, you know, your hybrids today and go, yeah, that's very different. But hell, just golf technology in the last 10 years has gone a million different ways. I mean, I picked up some balls today at the range that were on sale because they were last year's balls.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, no, the technology is just that different. And the balls, like, and how they make them and the materials that they use. And it's
they're
like,
really not.
Unless
they're
you're
really
a,
not.
Here's the thing. Unless you're a pro, it doesn't matter.
Well, the pro golf balls are also different than the pro golf ball, the quote unquote pro golf balls you buy.
Yeah, my Pro V1 isn't like what DeChambeau's using.
I think somebody did a deal on that where they cut those balls open and they were like,
Oh yeah, YouTubers.
This course is a little different.
They always do that. I love watching those.
There was I can't remember what golfer it was. They were doing a preview for the U.S. Open and they asked him how many golf balls they'll go through in a tournament, and he goes, on any given day, I'll go through 3 dozen. And I was like, what? I was like,
know if that's true, because you can only carry a certain amount of balls in your bag.
Maybe they were saying that for practice rounds, but they said that if they hit a bad tee shot, or if they hit off the fairway, or if it touches anything other than grass, they cycle the ball out. Like it was a caddy they were interviewing, and I was like, that seems like a lot of balls to go through.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Players often carry between 6 and 12 balls, but there is no limit.
No.
Interesting.
So some people must be carrying whoever that was. I wish I was paying more attention.
But they do have the one ball rule where it has to be the same brand and type of ball.
Okay. But yeah. I found that to be interesting as far as what was coming out of that.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.